Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, my name is Rhiannon Leo Jamison. I'm from the Northeast Mellerton Library.
And hi, I'm Margaret Hask. I'm from the Cornwall, Connecticut Library.
And we're here to talk about marketing today.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but it's probably the thing that I am the worst at.
Well, I guess I want to take a step back and talk about marketing for a library. Mm-hmm. It's not marketing like we're trying to, you know, sort of sell a product. It's mm-hmm. it's that we want to inform our patrons about the services that we offer and the programs. So that's what our marketing is. I'm sure that's what yours is too.
Yeah. I find it's always a struggle.
Do you have, like, mechanisms for announcing your programs?
Oh, yeah. We have what the tried and true. We have, you know, social media, our website, newsletters. We usually try to do posters as well, but they haven't been as helpful in the past, just because there are not as many places in Mellerton to put them up.
Right.
Yeah.
We do. We have a similar setup, except that we added MailChimp to our mm-hmm. our sort of our whole slate of things we do to announce programs. So every program gets announced in our little local monthly newspaper called the Cornwall Chronicle. So everything gets in that, and that goes to every household in Cornwall. And then I put it in my newsletter, which goes out to library patrons. That's once a month as well. And then we do MailChimp, which are, you know, it's like an email going out to everybody. Mm-hmm. And that list is built from people who have attended other programs. If they've said they would like to be on our mailing list, then they get on the mailing list. And we usually do 2 MailChimps per event. And then when we do the MailChimps, at the same time, the person who handles that for us does the social media postings as well. So it's a pretty, you know, it's effective. It's certainly effective. We get a very good turnout at our events. And we've kind of got it down to, like, you know, sort of a mm-hmm. a pattern now that it's very comfortable for all of us.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm envious. We have good turnout at our programs, but it's always feast or famine. It's either more than we expected or less than we expected.
right. We also use a client relationship manager software package.
Yeah,
require registration for a lot of our programs, and mm-hmm. we request it for other programs. So I generally have a pretty good idea of who's going to show, how many people are going to show up.
Yeah.
And then that's useful because we can also, you know, we only have so many seats in our community room, so we can limit the number of registrations and then put people automatically, they go onto a waiting list after that.
Yeah, we have something similar, which has been wonderful. I don't know how we did it effectively without it.
right, yes.
But yeah, usually our concerts are the big offenders where we don't require registration, but we encourage it because mm-hmm. We have to put out seats. So we want to make sure we have enough and we don't have to bring out seats in the middle of the concert, which we have done in the past.
mm-hmm.
So we can usually get about 40 people, 50 people at our concerts, and every once in a while, something just goes, you know, people don't necessarily, like 20, 30 people register, and we get 60 people, and I'm like, oh, no.
Right, yes. It's a mixed blessing, isn't it, to get those overflow crowds.
But I don't know if you get this in your community, where we always find, you know, no matter how much we promote something, even if we take out ads, we do a mailer sent to everyone's home, because we're starting to do that in the summer for the summer reading and all of our summer events. We always hear, well, I didn't hear about it. How are you promoting it? I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, that happens to me. It makes me crazy because we're trying so hard to get the word out to everybody. But I think, well, two things happen. One, people don't seem to get our, all of our efforts seem to bypass people sometimes. And the other thing that happens is that I get a lot of questions about programs that aren't library programs. And sometimes people will show up here for a program that's not a library program. And I sometimes I know absolutely nothing about it. I can't help them at all. I try to go to a website or, you know, find information to help them get to where they want to be. So, you know, small town, it's, you know, you'd be as helpful as you can. And then other than that, we do, we also do an annual report at the end of the fiscal year. And that reports our expenses and our, you know, what the programs we've done over the year, how much money we've taken in, how much we've, you know, we've spent, and any other, you know, information that seems to be important. We, you know, I include in that circulation numbers, number of patrons. So that's a pretty big report that we do on, you know, like glossy paper. It's very nice. And we do that annually as well.
We find that we do the same. We change the time of year when we send it out. We now send it out in the fall. And it's, we do a different mailing in the summer or the earlier in the year. So it's kind of a little different, and it, but it works out for us because that way we're still getting in touch with people and kind of putting it out there, just doing it at the end of the year.
Right, right. So the one early in the year, is that to, like, talk about your summer programming?
Yes, because we do a lot of summer programming, and we realize, you know, with school getting out and a whole new group of people coming in for the summer, things were getting kind of lost in the shuffle a little bit. And we did it for the first time last year, and I was surprised how many people went, oh, yes, I saw that in the mailing. I was like, oh, okay, people are looking at it.
Good.
Maybe this is what we need to do.
Right.
I don't know if you have any exciting programs coming up.
We have.
Speaking of marketing.
Speaking of marketing, yeah, we do have. So we have Letty Pogrebin, who's she was one of the founders of Ms. Magazine. She writes on, you know, women's issues and other issues as well. And she's going to talk here. That's our, you know, this is Women's History Month, and so that's our Women's History event. And she's going to be interviewed by Ann Creamer, who's a local person here in town, and she's also a journalist and writes on women's issues. So that's exciting. And then we're having a digital safety for adults, for seniors workshop presented by Project SAGE. And that's on, let me just look at my calendar, make sure I get that right. It's on March 18th. At 12:30 in the afternoon, and that's it's just a workshop in which we'll learn things about how to recognize scams, how to avoid, you know, going down these rabbit holes where you've wind up giving out information you shouldn't give out, and then also how to build a community so that you can check with people and. You know, ask, you know, does this seem right to you, or, you know, do you think this is a scam? And so you have a reference group you can go to with questions like that. And then in other events, we have an art show of Don Bracken's work, and on the 28th, we have Jim Traub, who wrote the book recently released called Cradle of Citizenship about schools. And he's going to be talking on the 28th. So that's some exciting things.
Yeah, I was going to say, March seems like it's very busy for you.
It is busy. Well, we don't do quite so much in the summer. You know, we tend to do more during the year. In the summer, it seems like the other groups in town, you know, put on more events. So we kind of back off a little bit in the summer.
That sounds nice because we're the exact opposite. We're like the other groups. We kind of calm down in the winter, and we're just starting to pick up now. In March, so we're having our first concert of the season. We're still planning our series. We're a little behind this year, but this is the first time we have the group Bog Hollow coming to play at our library on March 14th.
I know the road.
There you go. So, yeah, I just recently found out that is a road.
It's a road.
And they are from the area. They're from the tri-state area.
Yeah,
and they play a mix of Celtic and Americana and world music.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's very timely for the upcoming holidays. We're really excited about that. And there's some local faces in the group, so I wouldn't be surprised if you recognize some of their members.
Great.
And then on March 28th at 1 o'clock, we have the Fieldwork Archive, Preserving Oral Tradition of Folk Music.
Nice.
Yeah. We're very excited. He's been in the area before. This is the first time coming to our community. And the Fieldwork Archive was established in 2022, and it now contains over 1,500 audio recordings of collected in 28 states and 17 countries. And it's working to preserve, you know, the oral stories and oral music that necessarily isn't, like, you're not going to find it on a record. These are things that are being passed down by generation to generation. So it's, we're very excited to have him.
That sounds very exciting. And what's the name of the group? I might look into that.
His name is Derek Peter, but it's called the Fieldwork Archive.
Fieldwork Archive. That sounds great.
Yeah. And he's been featured in The Guardian and NPR, so we're very excited that he just happens to be coming through Millerton.
Yeah, fantastic.
And on March 12th at 7 p.m., we have a virtual author talk with Kate Quinn. We're very excited. She has a new book coming out called The Astral Library, but she also wrote The Alice Network and The Rose Code. So you can sign up in advance and ask questions. And you could do it from the comfort of your own home, which is very
exciting. Nice. Yeah, good.
And then we also have, on March 24th at 2 p.m., so it's in the afternoon, it's an author talk virtually called America's Failed Response to the Opioid Crisis with author Shoshana Walter. And there's going to be a special guest host, Barbara Kingsolver.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about that. It's going to be a heavy conversation, but it's going to be an important conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what we have going on. And it's open to anyone. All you have to do is register. And if you forget to register, you just click on the link, and then you just kind of jump in where you jump in.
Right, and you register on your website. What's your website?
Yeah. Our website is nemillertonlibrary.org.
Okay, great. And ours is cornwalllibrary.org. For all those registrations. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And you see why I'm not great at marketing, because I always forget to tell you where to register.
Well, it sounds like we both have a lot going on. I think that's wonderful.
Hopefully the weather stays good and all our events can happen without a hitch.
I know. We haven't actually had to cancel much. I think we postponed one thing. But, it's been a trying winter. Looking forward to spring.
Yeah, me too.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.